Track 10. Now we come to the last of our news reports. Plan for a dog walking field in Chudley is rejected. A planning application to create a dedicated dog walking field in Chudley has been rejected. The proposal aimed to provide the community within Chudley and the surrounding area with a facility that will be well managed and has little or no impact on the environment, the planning statement says. But Teignbridge District Council refused to grant planning permission, saying it was unable to fully assess the impact of the proposed development due to inadequate and inconsistent information. The council said, "The submission presents an incorrectly scaled block plan, conflicting fencing material description, no level details for a sloping site, a lack of scaled drawings for the hard standing and associated engineering works, and incomplete details for the proposed sliding gate and dog washing dispenser. In the absence of accurate and comprehensive information, the authority cannot be satisfied that the proposal is acceptable in planning terms." Also, TDC was unable to conclude there would be no adverse effect on the integrity of the South Ham Special Area of Conservation. The site comprises about 0.3 hectares of gently sloping pasture off Pars Lane on the outskirts of Chudley. It is currently in agricultural use and bounded by mature hedgerows and post and wire fencing. The proposal involved the change of use to a field to a secure dog walking area, which will be available for hire on a pre-booked basis with only one customer per slot and a 15-minute gap within each time slot.
It's a happy ever after home for brave Geronimo. A rescued pony and his long-time handler at a Devon horse charity have begun a heartwarming new chapter in their story together. Sponsorship pony Geronimo recently left the Mare and Foal Sanctuary's Totnes yard to live with a member of staff after she helped him rebuild his confidence after losing an eye. The 17-year-old Moorland pony arrived at the charity in 2018, and a year later he needed his left eye removed due to ongoing problems. After surgery and recovery at the charity's Newton Abbott Centre, he moved to Coombe Park Yard, where he joined its sponsorship pony scheme and began taking part in education sessions. Horse care team member Georgie Moore was assigned as Geronimo's groom just over 3 years ago, and the pair have been inseparable ever since. When they first met, Geronimo was a little withdrawn. He was shy and timid, and I thought we could definitely improve this for him and his well-being, Georgie explained. She began gentle clicker training to help him feel safe and confident with the world around him after his surgery. It started with target training in the stable, and that grew into taking him into the arena where he learned to touch a target with his nose. We moved on to cones, which he learned to knock down. Then he started to nudge a ball around, started doing turns, and to bow. He went from being a most timid pony to the most vocal, and we developed a wonderful bond. That special connection led Georgie to make a life-changing decision, and in November, Geronimo made the short journey to Georgie's nearby home. "He's settling in really well," said Georgie, who had already had rehomed two other ponies. "It was a big change for him, but he was great. He went straight out into the field with the boys, seeming really excited. All three ponies have merged now and are getting on really well. They're grazing next to each other, and he seems really, really happy. And that makes me very happy." And there are several beautiful photographs of Georgie with Geronimo in the field and training.
Help plant trees at Country Park. There is an opportunity to help create a new woodland at a country park near Newton Abbott next month. Stover Country Park is inviting people to help its rangers plant a broadleaf woodland. The area between the visitors' hub and the lake was felled in 2022, and now the time has come to bring the space back to life. The event is free, though booking is essential and a ticket for parking will need to be purchased. It takes place on Saturday, February the 14th, with two time slots available, 10:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. To book tickets, visit the Eventbrite website.
Sowing the seeds of a greener Newton Abbott, budding gardeners can get their hands on free trees and seeds while finding out about local nature initiatives at an event in Newton Abbott next month. Green-fingered residents are invited to bring surplus seeds to swap, and there will also be seeds available to take home and grow. Devon Wildlife Trust will be giving out Devon-grown native broadleaf trees called whips, subject to availability, along with planting guides and tree protection, thanks to the generous support of the National Lottery Heritage Fund, One Tree Planted and Otter Brewery. There will also be woodland craft workshops and the chance to meet representatives from groups, including the Newton Abbott and District Cooperative Allotment Association, Action on Climate in Teembridge, and Teembridge Wildlife Wardens. The tree and seed giveaway takes place at the Courtney Centre between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Saturday, February the 7th.